The Teacher's Key. Finding the answers for learning. A program designed to help homeschoolers and educators transfer knowledge successfully to their children and students. Now, here's Kathy Sandiford with today's Teacher's Key.
When both my children were little, they hated to write, to draw, or even to color. It was not a fun activity for either of them. And at about the age of 5, you might as well have asked them to work an algebra problem instead of coloring a picture, with the expectation of them, you know, to use the correct color for an object, to stay in the lines, or even have a consistent color stroke. Hate is not too strong of a word that they felt about coloring. Now, although I knew they had poor fine motor skills, what I did not realize was the extent of the effects it had on their work. Fine motor skills involve the small muscles in our hands and fingers and the ability to coordinate movement. It has been my experience that just having students write or color more will not improve their fine motor skills. The best activity that I have seen to have a significant positive effect is brachiating, or you might call it monkey bars. Now, you could start out by hanging from a pull-up door bar. My students slowly built up to hanging about 60 seconds, and then they began brachiating throughout the day. Older students, they might want to use a hand grip and wrist strengthener. Young students should be working activities that allows pinching, squeezing, connecting small pieces, finger tracing, and matching simple and complex shapes. Look up fine motor activities online and get your students started having fun while learning.
This has been The Teacher's Key from Faith Music Radio. For more information about this program, visit faithmusicradio.com.